From Spark and Anvil and Taleforge, this is Hook, Wager, and Tempo in Chapter 1 of the Taleforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. A young writer had a story that was technically fine. Good sentences, nothing wrong with it. And nobody could get past page 2. Three friends came to help because they knew that nothing wrong with it is not the same as impossible to put down, and that a page turner is built, on purpose, from three particular things. Hook studied the opening line, looking for the promise it made. Wager searched the story for what was truly at stake, and Tempo felt the rhythm, where it rushed, where it dragged. "Your first line," said Hook, "is, it was an ordinary Tuesday morning, and that's exactly why nobody reads on. An opening makes a promise, and yours promises nothing. Let's fix that first."
Hook went first, because the opening line is a promise to the reader, and a promise they can't refuse is what makes them turn the page. "An ordinary Tuesday morning," Hook repeated. "That promises the reader nothing interesting is about to happen. Why would anyone read on?" Hook leaned in. "The first line, the first page, is a contract. It says to the reader, here is the kind of story you're in, and here is a question you now need answered." And a great hook plants a question so sharp, the reader cannot walk away without the answer. Hook tried a new opening. "What if it's, it was an ordinary Tuesday morning, right up until the moment the school bus lifted 3 feet off the ground. Now the reader has to know how, why, what happens. That's a hook, a promise that something is happening, and a question that itches until it's answered." Hook said it. "You don't have to blow up the world in line one. You just have to make one promise the reader can't refuse. Plant one question they need answered so that not turning the page becomes impossible."
Then Wager searched the story for what was at stake, because a reader only keeps turning pages if they care, and caring means something precious could be lost.
"Okay, they're hooked," said Wager, "but to keep them, they have to care, and caring comes from stakes. Something precious has to be on the line, something the reader is afraid of losing." Wager dug into the story. Right now, if your hero fails, nothing much happens. No stakes. So the reader relaxes, and a relaxed reader puts the book down. Wager raised the stakes. "But what if the floating bus has your hero's little brother on it, drifting higher, and she's the only one who knows how to get him down? And she's terrified of heights. Now something precious is at risk. Now the reader is afraid for her, for the brother." Wager held up the stakes. "That's the wager. Put something on the line the reader doesn't want to lose. The bigger and more precious the stake, a life, a friendship, a dream, a home, the harder the reader grips the page. No stakes, no worry. No worry, no page turning. Make us afraid to lose something, and we cannot look away."
And Tempo did the last thing, controlling the speed, because tension has to rise and fall in a rhythm, or it goes numb. "Hooked and caring, now I control the pace," said Tempo. "And the secret is, you can't run flat out the whole time, and you can't crawl the whole time either. Tension needs rhythm." Tempo showed the shape. "In the scary, urgent parts, the bus rising, the brother slipping, I write short, sentences, fast, little paragraphs, quick cuts. The reading speeds up, heart pounding, matching the danger. Then tempo slowed. And then, right after, I let it breathe. A slower moment, longer sentences, the hero catching her breath, so the reader catches theirs too. Because if everything is loud and fast, the reader goes numb and stops feeling it." Tempo built the wave. Fast, then slow, then faster, tightening and releasing, over and over, each peak a little higher. That rising and falling rhythm is what pulls a reader through a whole book,
without ever letting them settle enough to put it down. Speed is storytelling. I decide when the reader can breathe and when they can't.
And the young writer rebuilt the opening with all three: a hook that promised a flying bus, a wager that put her little brother at risk, a tempo that raced and breathed and raced again. And suddenly, the story that nobody could get past page two of was one nobody could stop reading. "Good promise," said Wager. "Good stakes," said Tempo. "Good pace," said Hook. There is a particular delicious feeling every reader knows, staying up far too late, one more chapter after one more chapter, physically unable to put a book down. And the wonderful secret is that it isn't an accident. It's built with a hook that makes a promise, a wager that puts something precious at risk, and a tempo that races and breathes and races again. Learning to build it yourself is like being handed the keys to that feeling, the power to reach into a reader, plant a question they can't ignore, make them care, and pull them helplessly forward. To give someone that can't stop reading feeling, the one you've loved from the other side so many times, is one of a writer's very best joys.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hook, Wager, and Tempo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.